Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Well, for many years, as you know if you follow the show, we have turned the spotlight of public awareness, or tried to, concerning a growing number of abuses and human rights and religious rights violations all over the world, particularly focusing in more recent times on the West African nation of Nigeria, growing literally to the level of genocide against Christians by the radicalized forces of Islam in that country and from outside countries around it. In that regard, on Wednesday of this week, June 9th, from 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon, you are invited to attend a virtual hearing to be held by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom to discuss religious freedom in Nigeria, extremism, and government inaction. Can't think of anybody I would rather talk to about this than our good friend, former 10th District Congressman from Virginia, Frank Wolf. Frank, in fact, is going to be serving as one of the members of the panel that will convene during that hearing. And again, it is a hearing open to members of Congress, congressional staff, public, and media as well. And we'll tell you more about how you can access it yourself. But Congressman, always an honor to welcome you. I wish we had other better things to talk about, but this is top of the list for importance right now, isn't it?
Well, it is, and thank you for covering the story, too, Don. I appreciate it very much. It is. It is. In fact, as if your listeners want to see, and maybe you have read, in Foreign Affairs magazine the other day, former Ambassador John Campbell, who you may know, he was the ambassador to Nigeria. He's currently with the Council of Foreign Relations. He did a column, an article, long article, saying basically Nigeria is a failed state. Now, when a former ambassador says that it's a failed state, and then he goes on to say that it's impacting on all of the other states in the so-called Lake Chad region, that's Burkina Faso. I don't know if you saw the Wall Street Journal today. The Wall Street Journal did a piece. 130 people were killed by jihadists in Burkina Faso. It's the big, in fact, the paper that's covering this best is the Wall Street Journal. But Cameroon, Chad, Ivory Coast, yep. Mali, Niger. So it is out of control. And what baffles me is that the administration and, frankly, the Congress doesn't seem to be interested. You mentioned the word genocide. Genocide used to be a very powerful word that people would respond to, that Congress would respond to. Nobody's even been talking about it. As you know, I think you've covered it. What in Nigeria has killed more Christians than all the people that ISIS killed in Iraq and Syria combined, and nobody says anything about it.
And it's still ongoing. You're right. As we speak, as you probably, I'm sure you're aware, but just over the weekend, Nigeria has shut down the whole Twitter communications. And that's set off a whole new level of revolt and flaunting of the law. But Nigerians are angry. They're scared. And talk more to the point of the strategicness, especially of Nigeria. It is the biggest landmass state of any. It's certainly one of the wealthiest. It's been the most influential, would you agree, on the continent?
Well, absolutely. There are approximately 219 million people. In fact, it's in year 2050. There will be more people in Nigeria than there will be in the United States. So, it impacts on the entire West Africa. There's a saying out there that so goes Nigeria, so goes all of Africa, but certainly so goes West Africa. But it's and we do economic business. We give them a tremendous amount of foreign aid. There's a large diaspora, as you know. There are probably 400,000 to 500,000 Nigerian Americans living here. But it is unraveling. I want to be careful the words you say because you don't want to inflame it. I've been talking to some people that are from Nigeria that have family there. they think this country's going to implode. They think we'll literally implode. You know, Europe has not done very well with the Iraqi Christians and Syria Christians coming in, about a million in Europe. 4 to 5 million will go into Europe and go into places beyond. And the Catholic Church is being persecuted. The Protestant Church is being persecuted. Muslims are being killed. It is just a critical thing. And yet, almost no one's covering it. Wall Street Journal, again, has done a good job. BBC has done a good job, but it's just not being covered. And for some reason, the administration is not really focusing on it.
How do you explain that, if you can? And also, I don't recall that really it even got the kind of attention that we would have hoped during the Trump administration, because this is not a recent story, sadly. It's been developing for years, as you know better than most of us.
Well, I agree. Now, to the credit of the Trump-Pence administration, they did designate Nigeria as a country of particular concern, which hits them in foreign aid and different things like this. But that came at the end of the administration, and so it really should have gone on earlier than that. But now this administration ought to pick up. There are two things you can be doing. I'm be covering the hearings, so I won't go into detail, but we're asking that the administration appoint a special envoy. You remember when Sudan was unraveling, President George W. Bush picked former Senator John Danforth. Danforth did an amazing job. He brought about peace. He was able to negotiate for the West. He bring in our European allies, the French and the English, the UN, everybody. You need something like that. And also, we're recommending an idea. I don't know if you ever read any of Bob Kaplan's book. He has a brand new book out, which is an amazing, amazing book. It's called The Good American, The Epic Life of Bob Gersony. If you or your listeners go look at it, Bob Gersony, who is hailed as one of the greatest humanitarians, has now said he's willing to go to Nigeria and find out and come back and make some recommendations. So I just don't want to talk about how bad it is. It is so bad. I mean, the BBC coverage for the last several weeks is death almost every other day. Big death. 40, 50, 60, 70, 130. But I want to come up with some recommendations of what this administration can actually do to end it, to bring about an end to it.
Well, talk, if you would, in these last couple of minutes about this upcoming event on Wednesday. You're going to be one of the panelists, and it's a virtual hearing, so folks can audit it, as I understand. I believe they have to register to do so. But what can you tell us about that?
Well, the hearing is by USERF. As you know, USERF was established by the 1998 International Religious Freedom Commission bill. It's set up to be basically a truth teller. It was set up to be, if the administration isn't moving fast, to kind of speak and be a truth teller. So this is their hearing to look to see what is taking place in Nigeria and come up with recommendations. My hope is the two commissioners, good people. I mean, there are a lot of good people on there who care deeply, that they will embrace this issue, and they will constantly just push the Biden administration, push Secretary Blinken to do some things. One, we need a special envoy. We need to pick a good person that can come in, coordinate all the policies of our government, and deal with it. Secondly, we literally need to get the information out, and I think the Bob Gersony idea, I sent a letter to Samantha Power, head of AID, asking her to appoint Bob Gersony to do this. Bob Gersony lives here in Northern Virginia area. He has been willing to go and do this, which would be incredible, and if you read Robert Kaplan's book, you'll see the experience that he has. So to the credit of the commissioners, they are looking at this now and hopefully to come up with some recommendations, and they can single-handedly, if they make a commitment to do that, they can hit it over and over and over and over. Sometimes you hit it 5, 10, 15 times on the 15th time it breaks. By doing that, they can save thousands of lives. Thousands of people will die if the commission does not act.
And let's not have a repeat of Rwanda, right?
Oh, boy. Do you remember Bill Clinton? The Clinton administration missed Rwanda. Cables were coming in to Secretary Christopher. Cables were coming in to Kofi Annan at the UN. To the credit of Bill Clinton, and I give him credit, he felt so guilty because they did not act. Do you remember he flew to Rwanda?
Right.
And he flew to Rwanda and he apologized to the Rwanda people. Well, frankly, President Biden's going to have to fly to Nigeria and Burkina Faso and Niger and Mali and all this place and apologize. So, yeah, the world missed it. They knew what was happening. Everyone now knows what's taking place. I mean, the foreign policy. When John Campbell did that piece, and if anyone listening, go on foreign policy, look at John Campbell's piece. It is a powerful piece. Campbell's a very credible guy. He was the ambassador there. He really knows what he's talking about. And so everyone knows what's going on. And so not to act, frankly, is to act. You remember, remember Wilberforce, William Wilberforce?
Yes.
He made the comment to the British Parliament. He said, you may choose to look the other way, but you can never again say you do not know. The world, the Biden administration can never again say you do not know. Because if you watch news coming out of West Africa, BBC and many others, and read the Wall Street Journal, which has done the best job, you know what's taking place. They know what's taking place, so now they have to act and do something about it.
Well, I have the column by Campbell that you recommended right in front of me. The giant of Africa is failing. And then also, this upcoming virtual event, we're going to give folks another link so they can attend. And it's Wednesday morning, 10:30 to 12 noon. You're going to be one of the panelists, and we'll see you then.
Okay, Don. And Don, the church has to wake up, too, because, you know, the people of Nigeria.
Absolutely.
The church in Nigeria is very strong. I know you've been there many times. Very, very strong. And so they're looking to the church in the West to advocate for them.
Couldn't be better said. Thank you, my friend. Let's talk again soon.
Okay, Don. God bless you. Bye now.
Congressman Frank Wolf, a voice too long, kind of a almost like John the Baptist, a voice crying in the wilderness through the years over these issues, but he's been relentless. He's been faithful. It's made a difference in places like Sudan and other places. But your voice is needed. Our voices are needed collectively, folks. And you can check out this upcoming hearing, and you can audit it by going to USCIRF.gov. USCIRF. Of course, that stands for U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. It's the hearing, Religious Freedom in Nigeria, Extremism and Government Inaction. It's going to be this Wednesday, June 9th, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon. And it's virtual. You can register for it at USCIRF.org.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.